702. The Friday Mix. Food.
Well, it's now 18 minutes past one. I've got the images of the food we were treated to a little bit earlier on. So go on to the 702 handle to check out the treats that were brought out by the team from Nico's. And they join me now in studio. I've got Peter Triandafilio, and he's the founder of Nico's and one of the restaurant owners, Domenico Cioffi. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi, Zenia.
Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
The food was just heavenly,
awesome.
I must say.
Glad you enjoyed it.
First, I was a little bit overwhelmed when you presented a kilo of lamb chops.
Yeah, the kilo is for sharing, basically. If you come four people or six people.
A whole kilo of lamb chops,
all tucked in. It's a sharing experience of everything, basically, all the food that's on the table.
Yeah.
So that's the concept, basically.
So that's how you serve it.
Yep.
Even the hummus.
The hummus on plates, pizza breads on the side.
Yeah.
Small plates, dips.
Everybody tucks in, shares.
It's all about sharing.
Yeah. So when did you start the business?
We started the business last year in March.
You already have six?
We have six stores already.
You're not playing.
Well, you know, there's demand, so people phone us and they see something good, thank goodness, and we couldn't open them all ourselves, so we started franchising.
Yes, and Domenico, that's your role as one of the franchisees.
Yes, I own the one in Ellis Lane.
Mm-hmm, just down the road from us, yeah.
Correct, yes, and it's an experience, you know. It's been good, it's still early days.
Yeah.
We opened 3 weeks, and people are loving the food.
And you've been in the restaurant business for many years.
Yes, 25 years.
That's incredible.
And the people, like I said, they're loving the food and the experience.
What do you love about it?
And I think the difference with Nico's is that the meat is cooked on the charcoal, which mm-hmm. is a Greek brine. And the people taste the difference. And it's all made fresh on a daily basis. And it's like eating at home.
Yeah. And Peter, you've also been in the restaurant business for many years.
30 years.
That's incredible.
Even from as a kid with family, my dad had a little bakery cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Used to make me work there from 12 years old.
Yeah, free labor.
So that's where we...
From 12 years old.
We had to help on weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good teaching experience.
Right.
It was good.
And has it always been along the Greek theme?
No.
I think the first restaurants
I started with were mainly in franchised concepts.
Mm-hmm.
Probably two or three different concepts that are
right.
on the market at the moment, successful ones. I grinded my teeth there. It was a good education. They mm-hmm. teach you all the good basics. For somebody to start in a restaurant, I think to start with a franchise is very good.
Right.
And I think after 30 years, I learned something and I managed to start something on my own.
Yeah, your own concept.
The birth of Nico's, basically, with the help of my family, my wife and my son.
Mm-hmm.
The shop is named after my son. And it's been very successful. Thank goodness.
One day you looked at her and said, "How about we do this?" Did she think? Was she scared? Was she worried?
You know, she's also in my wife's also in the game and her name's also Nikki, so... Like Nikki, Nico, Nicholas.
You named it after your son.
My son and my wife and mm-hmm. my late father. And it's a happy name, Nikos. So we said, yeah, why don't we do an adventure? You know, let's go live at the coast. My son's finished school. Our son was finished.
Empty nest.
So
now you took on a new baby.
He came with us. So we started this little Greek restaurant, Nikos, in Durban North. And it took off like a bomb. So very successful.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started the second one. My sister-in-law, Marina, owns the one in Pine Slopes.
Yes.
She was the second franchise store. And she's very successful. She's a dynamic person, the way she runs the shop.
Mm.
And then it just snowballed. We opened one in Pretoria at the Grove in Lynnwood. We've got one in Belito right on the beach, which is very nice. Memo opened Alice Lane.
Yeah.
And I'm missing one. I think we opened Rampart Ridge the other day, the sixth one.
Oh, just the
and
other day.
Yes.
Just the other day.
A week ago, exactly.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, being a franchisor also has its own headaches. You've been in the franchisee position. Now you're the franchisor.
Yes.
And people literally have to adhere to...
Rules.
To that book. It's a massive book.
Sure.
Like the franchisor's, the Bible.
Yeah.
So just that process. Take me through it.
I think you must learn how to deal with people, you know, like, because the person who's investing in your brand...
Yeah.
He's coming with his money.
Yeah.
So he also has an opinion. So it's a fine line.
There's that pressure that this formula
the pressure
is going to work.
Yeah, like, you know, like, let's do it my way. And you have to put, it's a way you come across, basically,
mm-hmm.
and win them over. I think that's the secret, basically. Because you can have fights.
Yeah.
You can have arguments as well. Because franchisees are strong-headed.
Yes.
They want to open a franchise, but with their opinions.
And they'll tell you that where I am, this is what I want to do. This is what people want.
Exactly.
And you have to put your foot down.
Exactly.
Does he put his foot down, Dominique?
Yes, he does. You know, I think, I've been around the industry as well for 25 years, and Nico's is the flavor of the month. Mm. And I think it's a really good concept. That's why, hence, I'm a franchisee. But Peter loves the food. It's his passion. You can see it in the food. And you know what? We're at a certain age where we're going to start having fun. And it's a concept where you start having fun and obviously make money.
Yes.
And the passion is behind it, and the whole team with his wife and his son. It's been great to open and to work for, you know, to work with.
Yeah. We love serving good food. I mean, that's my passion, serving good food. And my dream is, my short-term thing is, I want every person in South Africa to try Nico's.
Mm.
They must have it because it's good, healthy. We cook with olive oil.
Yeah, we talked about that while we were enjoying the food. And you were saying South Africans don't eat enough olive oil.
You know, it's a Mediterranean thing, olive oil. It's in the household every day, in everyday cooking.
Mm.
I think South Africans don't have enough olive oil, and it's very healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, if you see the Mediterraneans, they live 80, 90 years old, healthy. And it's due to olive oil. A lot of it's got to do with olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
And I want South Africans to start experiencing olive oil more and more.
Yeah.
And we cook with olive oil at the shop. And you'll see that when you go home after your meal, it doesn't feel heavy. It's healthy.
Yeah.
It's clean. And that's what we want.
That's it. I think clean is the right word. So let's look at some of the dishes that you brought out from your menu. So we looked at the lamb, which comes in a kilo portion for groups, but of course it can also be served for single individuals.
Sure.
And you served it with mustard.
Yes.
At first I was a little bit apprehensive, but it was such a pleasant surprise. They complement each other so well.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a Dijon mustard, a lighter version of another mustard.
Yeah.
And we put a couple of other mixtures inside with garlic and a couple of secret spices mm-hmm. that I can't give
just
out.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think you enjoyed it.
Loved it.
And
loved
I think
it.
The roast potatoes, and we served it with roast potatoes. I brought Mama Bear's roast potatoes, my wife. That's her recipe. And yeah, so I think they were complemented well with each other.
Yes, and I was trying to pull out your secrets, but you held the line, because roast potatoes, you have to find a way of making them perfectly. You know,
sure.
They have to be so soft on the inside, but have that crustiness on the outside, but also not too crunchy.
Yes. Look, it's got to do
give
with
away something.
Something, okay. Like we obviously roast them with olive oil and mm-hmm. a bit of lemon. Put a little bit of mustard in as well.
Nice. They were
and
delicious.
We drizzled a little bit of flour over the roast potatoes to give that little crunch.
Mm.
Hopefully people can make them at home as well.
Exactly.
But the one thing I never mentioned is our lamb chops are skinny, paper thin. You realize they were paper thin.
I saw that
concept in Greece, a taverna that I went there.
Mm.
And we brought it here, and we were the first to start it here in Nikos.
Mm-hmm.
And they thin lamb chops, and it's our signature dish, basically.
Yes. No, they were divine. And then the loaded hummus.
Yes.
That was really delicious because it's loaded because it's got feta, pomegranates, chickpeas, and red onions.
Yes.
Very delicious. And that goes with the pita bread. And then the spicy lamb hummus. That was a star.
Thank you.
Absolutely delicious.
Thank you. That's more of a Middle Eastern dish.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Greece is on the Mediterranean. There's a lot of beautiful countries with great cuisines around. Israel, Lebanon, Turkey, Italy.
Mm.
And so we try to add a couple of dishes. I mean, hummus is a very Middle Eastern dish. We've got a very nice roasted cauliflower, which we make at the shop, a whole head of roasted cauliflower
wow.
with capers and pine kernels and sage and burnt butter.
So vegans love
my
that.
My wife actually got that recipe from Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Great vegan. We've got a lot of vegetarian options, mm-hmm. which are very tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So balanced menu.
Yes.
So, Dominique, let's look at the pies. They were beautiful, delicious pies stuffed with feta cheese, spinach and feta. And then you brought out the cheese alternative as well.
Correct. Yes. They get made fresh every morning.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you buy the Fola pastry, and then every morning, we make pies freshly made, not bought, freshly made.
Yeah.
And it's a great seller.
With people butter. Love it. You can just taste butter. That butter, that phyllo pastry.
No margarine.
And that butter. No, that's sacrilege.
That's a swear word.
That's sacrilege. I know in the kitchen for cooking. That is sacrilege. But you could definitely tell the difference because of that coal fire that the chops are put on or that yes. the cooking is done on. That also sets you apart.
Oh, do you want to talk there?
Yeah. Look, we all know that when you have a bride home, it always tastes better than a gas grill or electric.
Yes.
And in Greece, the majority of tavernas also cook on charcoal.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought, you know what better way to enhance the flavors of all the meats, basically, so by having charcoal. And it's been very successful.
So what do you cook it on in the kitchen?
We've had a special grill designed for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a copy. We've copied it's an Argentinian copy grill, which is called the Santa Maria. And we had somebody locally make it for us, an engineer with stainless steel.
Yeah.
And it's got a wheel where we bring it up and down according to the heat of the charcoal.
Mm-hmm.
And we just fill it up with charcoal every time we need and simple, keep it simple.
It was absolutely delicious. Yeah. I imagine there's a lot of work as well in the kitchen, whoever has to take care of that. There's a tweet here from Legacy Lifestyle saying the skinny chops, holy smoky, they are good.
And you know.
So, yeah, and I know. And I know with the Dijon mustard. So where can we go? Because you have a beautiful website that if you're traveling, if you're going to be in Durban, if you'll be here in Johannesburg, you know where to find your closest Nikos.
Well, all the shops are on Facebook and social media.
Yeah.
And we also got a website on the web.
Mm-hmm.
On social media, you'll find all the 6 stores, and we've got a couple other stores coming up before the end of the year as well.
Sure. That is unprecedented growth.
Thank you.
Good luck with that.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
Thank you to both of you. The food was absolutely delicious. I was saying to the guys that they actually need to sell it somehow, like, you know, I don't know, through delis, through their own shops. You need to sell that spicy lamb hummus so that, you know, you can have it at home. And then also the loaded hummus. It was just absolutely delicious. Thank you to both Dominic and Peter. So check out Nikos on social media. It's Nikos. And the compliments and calls, I could see the inquiries already taking place.